This is State House Week, a look back at events of the South Carolina Legislature. I'm Russ McKinney, South Carolina ETV Radio. Priority one for the General Assembly this year is finding a way to start repairing the state's roads. The State Department of Transportation says it needs about $15 billion over the next decade to get all state roads to good condition. Of course, the biggest challenge for lawmakers will be how to pay for the repairs. Senate Republican leader Harvey Peeler has jokingly said there are 46 different plans in the Senate alone, where there are 46 senators. In the House, a special committee has been looking at the matter for months, and this week it approved a package of initial recommendations. Committee Chairman Representative Gary Semrel said the committee wanted to get something moving, so it decided to focus on some fixes in state road building programs. Semrel, a Rock Hill Republican, said the funding question, meaning if or how the state's gas tax might be raised, should come second.
Part of this proposal is that we want to begin at a starting point, to say from the infrastructure needs that we all realize that are out there, knowing that something can't be accomplished for nothing. And that it's been painstaking in what we've attempted to do. And of course, I think from every aspect, what we do here back home and what we want to make sure that we take care of are funding needs within DOT, realizing that there have to be some fundamental changes at DOT as well.
Those initial recommendations call for some adjustments in the existing gas tax, some restructuring at the state DOT, and the turning over of thousands of miles of state roads to the counties. That proposed shifting of some roads to the counties is already running into local politics because of the differences in the 46 counties, large versus small, rural versus urban. Representative Wayne George, a Marion County Democrat, says that alone could keep a roads plan from passing this year.
It's a bipartisan opinion among citizens across this state that they want the roads fixed. And if we put anything in a bill to go onto the floor that deals with giving these roads back to counties, our local governments, and tying different ways to try to pay for it, I really believe, and I believe it from the bottom of my heart, that any bill tying the counties and local governments taking back roads, it will not pass the General Assembly 2015.
It's now clear the road to fixing state roads this year is itself going to be a bumpy and winding one for the legislature. News this week of another major financial issue may be looming for the legislature did not come from the State House, but from across the street at the state Supreme Court. The court rejected Governor Haley's and some legislative leaders' request that it reconsider its recent ruling that South Carolina isn't adequately educating students in all public schools. In November, the High Court ruled on a lawsuit brought by 8 poor rural school districts more than 20 years ago. The justices said that the state was not meeting what's been termed a minimally adequate standard of education for those students, and it ordered the districts and the state to come up with suitable remedies. The governor and the legislature then asked the court to rehear the matter and clarify what it expected from them, but it refused. Now the ball is in the legislature's court. House Speaker Jay Lucas has appointed a task force of teachers, business leaders, and legislators to look at public school funding, and the speaker's been quoted as saying it may be next year before there's action on the matter. Also this week, the House passed several ethics reform bills, including a bill that would allow a third party to handle complaints against legislators. State House Week, a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. I'm Russ McKinney. Join me again next Friday for a look at events of the South Carolina Legislature.